From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As I prepare this item, there are amateur disaster operations in at least three countries, India, Indonesia, and Venezuela, with traffic being conducted on 40 metres. This is important to know as, depending on the time of day, transmissions from Australia have the potential to interfere in those countries. This is where keeping abreast of notices from the WIA and other national bodies that are posted on the net and social media is so important. Interestingly, an Indian operator answered a question about interference, as both Asian countries are using 7088. He explained that the languages were different, making identification of the source of traffic obvious, and the other was observing operating procedure with suitable pauses between transmissions. In Venezuela, the operating frequency is 7122. Around the east coast of VK land, we've been having a basket full of weather conditions, from drought, winter snowfalls and frost, westerly winds carrying dust and bushfires. Officially, Queensland hasn't entered the official storm season yet. Many operators have checked their stations as preparation for the contests, and others should be thinking about a firm plan to make sure the towers and antennas are going to be safe in the event of heavy weather. It makes me wonder when climate scientists are telling us that the intensity of weather events is showing a trend to being fiercer, the temperatures will be higher in summer and the storm winds stronger, whether we should not be organising an appropriate response plan amongst amateurs. Yes, we have Wison in a few areas, and there are amateurs involved in local disc plans and first response communities, but we no longer have an SOP, a standard operating procedure manual, to guide us in establishing ad hoc networks which will achieve reasonable efficiency. When we see the fact that there seem to be more amateur band repeaters than active amateurs, there appears in settled areas there is a good level of communication resources. In other areas, HF comes into its own. All that is needed is a consistent idea of how to use all these things that we have at our fingertips. This can be promoted by state bodies, clubs, and they include all amateurs in a system of preparedness for this bad, bad weather. Far better to prepare and never have the need than have the need and not know what to do. As we see our hobby promoted in other places, when your mobile phone fails, we still have amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.